a mixed martial arts fighter died after competing at an event in Dublin at the weekend. João Carvalho from Portugal was taken to hospital after being beaten by Charlie Ward, a teammate of the UFC champion Conor McGregor. The 28-year-old underwent emergency brain surgery but sadly died later. Tragic story, this. It raises questions, doesn't it, once again, about contact sports and if they're now becoming too dangerous. Rodney Moore trains local fighter Norman Park. Rodney, morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Nice to talk to you, Rodney. Lada Sharma, the commentator, with us too. Morning, Lada.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. What are your thoughts here, Lada?
Obviously, this is an absolutely tragic case, and thankfully they're very rare. I do appreciate they are very rare. But the thing I find very difficult to deal with this particular type of martial arts is how violent it becomes. And why is it so necessary to take things so far? And yes, I know we have boxing and there's, you know, people who have died from that. But this, I don't even understand mixed martial arts. I thought it was karate and judo and these types of things that you learn. But mixed martial arts, I mean, even explain that to me.
Rodney?
Yes, no problem at all. Well, basically, mixed martial arts is taking the best of each individual martial arts and putting it as one. And that is to be basically, so rather than spend 6 years doing one traditional martial art, you know, you're just constantly progressing and evolving through mixed martial arts. It's just mixing every single, like from boxing, kickboxing, judo, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's taking the best of all them arts.
You're taking the most aggressive parts of all of those arts and putting them together. And to me, as someone who doesn't believe in sort of taking sports to that degree, I understand martial arts as an individual art. I understand jiu-jitsu. My children do it. I understand karate. To combine all of those, what you're doing basically is combining all the most aggressive sides of those martial arts and boxing, etc., and you're putting it into one type of fight. And I think that, to me, is probably really, really aggressive. It's taking the most aggressive side of everything and putting them together in the pot.
No, that's
not.
That'd
be fair.
No, not fair at all. You're just completely one-sided. All you're doing, you're taking like the same submission, armbar, choke, kick, whatever you do, that is the same from traditional martial arts and it is in mixed martial arts. Like there's moves that are we class as dangerous are actually banned from our sport.
What is dangerous then, in your opinion? What do you classify as dangerous?
You could do like spiking someone, lifting up somebody, slam them down. There's definitely a twist of spinal lock.
Is choking not considered violent? No.
Really? No. If you do your kettle be taught how to choke in the traditional martial arts.
Now, we need to be careful here, don't we? And I know, Rodney, you'll agree with me here. If there happen to be any children listening to this on a podcast later, et cetera, et cetera, you do not try to replicate this. You do not try to choke someone out what these
Absolutely.
People are.
No,
these fighters are trained professionals.
And they train athletes.
And the sad thing is, because they're trained professionals, the last thing you want to happen is that something has happened like this is tragedy. And I think that's where a lot of parents would be concerned and would be worried. I mean, this is why I say I don't understand why you have to mix up these martial arts. Who decided that mixing martial arts was a good idea anyway? You know, karate and jiu-jitsu and all of these things that come from, I assume, Eastern cultures is very much about patience and about restraint and about, you know, managing your anger and all this sort of thing. And I don't understand how you can mix all the most, what I see as the most aggressive side, put it together and not expect something like this to happen.
Well, that's just your opinion and you're just taking the wrong...
Absolutely, it is my opinion. I mean, I'm not... Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, we have the safest growing sport. You see the safety aspects and the regulations that we imply for even the general club. There's like, check it out yourself, ulsteramateurmixedmartialarts.org. We have a whole system, and the rest of the world are actually following our kids' program because it's so unique and it's so good and so safe. And we have meetings, like again, we're at the World Championships in Las Vegas in July here. And again, there's different roles and aspects all the way up through. Definitely when it gets professional, it's a bit higher level. But like any other sport you go to or you take part in, it's all the same. And it's not taking the dangerous parts, it's you're blending them all, basically.
I'm not saying that there won't be tragedies happen in various other sports. I mean, for goodness sake, we even had somebody die from a cricket wound. you know.
Yeah, just.
Do you know what I mean? So I understand that. But what I can't understand is that martial arts, you know, jiu-jitsu and karate, etc., are all based on restraint and managing your anger and controlling how you fight.
That's exactly what we do. We have discipline, we have a structure. And see, the kids we have took off the streets who are involved in drugs, involved in gangs, and they are now in, and they are working together and training together, and actually are friends now because of the martial arts.
But Rodney, it's the perception, isn't it?
Yeah,
that is sometimes...
Yeah, that's uneducated.
Well, hold on. So help us get your perspective here. When you watch, and I've gone to shows in America and watched them, and often you see... in UFC, for example, which is the highest profile in the sport, isn't it, of what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
You see people on the ground, you see them being elbowed in the face,
mm-hmm.
you see them being kneed in the face,
mm-hmm.
There is often blood all over the ring.
Very rarely, no, not all.
It's not all the time, but I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure it's rare, Rodney. You see a lot of blood in UFC, don't you? How on earth in 2016 are we standing over a sport where people are getting kneed, punched, whatever it takes, in the head in order to take them out?
Look at Muay Thai, which is kickboxing, Thailand kickboxing. Kick, knee, elbow to the head. That's been going for hundreds of years.
Well,
there's Muay Thai fights all over the country. There's Muay Thais all around the world. Wrestling.
I know, but the thing is, just because something's all around the world doesn't necessarily make it right. You know, I don't think it's a good thing to encourage younger people to choose a sport where it's all about kicking somebody in the head.
It's not about kicking somebody in the head. If you want to take the person down, you can take them down and submit them.
I appreciate that. I'm not saying, but what I'm saying is it's not something that I would want my child to learn. I want them to learn it for self-defense. I want them to learn so they can stand up for themselves. I want them to learn it because they need to know how to manage their anger or their you know, if they get frustrated with anything. That's what I'm looking at, that side of it. What I find from what you're talking about is that it's all very much about getting the person down and basically, you know, attacking the head or attacking any person's body in that way to such a point where they end up, you know, almost lifeless on the... And unfortunately, in this case, we did lose somebody. And I think that's a tragedy to use a sport that is ultimately comes from a culture where that's not what it was about.
Here's Francis in West Belfast. You want to pick up the phone, 0330 80 55 55. Go ahead, Francis.
Hello.
Morning.
Stephen, how are you doing? It's actually Frankie McConville. I'm a friend of Rodney's.
All right, okay.
Right.
So you trained in martial arts, didn't you?
I trained from when I was 9. I'm 51 now.
Yeah.
What I can say about mixed martial arts is there's less head contact than the art I do, and the same as in boxing. I would like to know what this lady's expertise is. What martial arts
you've done? Well, I'll tell you what my expertise is. I'm a mother, and I am somebody who has an opinion on things that affect our children and our society.
Listen,
and what our children.
You don't want to put your children in. Don't put them in.
I don't need to be an expert in what you're talking about. All I need to know is, from my perspective, why this? I feel that this is not necessarily the best route.
Would you put your kids into cricket? Would you let your kids play cricket?
What have I just said?
Did you not
hear me? That's why I'm bringing it up.
I understand.
Hold on. Go on, Frankie.
I'll tell you what. Can we not cross the road? Because people die every day crossing the road. I fought in Thailand. I fought for world titles in Thailand. I risked my life. I have things to tell my grandchildren, the things that I know.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm delighted that you do that. What I'm talking about, even when you look at rugby or you look at any of those sports, I understand some...
What are you going to do, ban them all?
No, of course not. That's not what the conversation is about. That's not what the debate is about.
And what is the conversation about?
How far are we allowed to take sports where they become so violent and so aggressive that people have to end up being so badly injured or unfortunately die from a sport like that? Something that happens in cricket was a freak accident. You know, they go out of their way to try and protect their guys and girls on the cricket pitch. This is a completely separate issue and a completely separate type of sport.
Have you ever watched mixed martial arts? Have you ever been to mixed martial arts?
Yes, of course. No, not mixed martial arts. I don't understand.
And you don't know what you're talking about. What's the point of this conversation? You know what I mean? Who are you to come on? You've never even been to one. Why are you making a comment on it? You've never even seen it. You've never trained in it. I work.
My kids all go to jiu-jitsu. I put them through.
Probably world jiu-jitsu.
I wanted them to understand a martial art and understand the discipline, which is what they learnt when they went to jiu-jitsu. But what I'm saying is we're discussing mixed martial arts and what is the point of mixing all the most aggressive sides of an art that comes from a culture which is all about being restrained and being patient and not necessarily injuring somebody to the point that we've taken it here to, in Dublin.
I lived in Thailand. I trained in Thailand from 1981. And the culture is, yes, respect. But when you get in that ring, well, you do what you have to do. And that's what mixed martial arts is like. But the thing is, mixed martial arts is safer than Muay Thai. That's the art that I do. There's less blows to the head. I don't even do mixed martial arts, but I hate my friends being maligned. What happened to that young man was tragic. Rodney's a gentleman. I've done the door for years. But a lot of mixed martial arts guys never met nicer gentlemen, and I'll back them up the whole way.
Hold on a minute.
This is just another tragic accident, like the cricket.
Let's give Lara a chance now.
This is not about whether they're gentlemen. I have no doubt they're nice guys. I have no doubt. What I'm talking about is the actual act of the martial arts and what their intention is, and why it has to be taken to such an aggressive level.
It's called.
No need for it.
It's called evolution.
Oh well,
I don't do it.
Evolve that way.
But it's called evolution, and that's the way it's going.
Evolution.
It is a positive evolution, because that's why don't we all just go back and live in caves? That's what it is. You're looking for the best athletes, the best fighters, the best everything, and that's what they do. They get different martial arts. They use my martial arts. They use grappling.
It's not about taking it to such an aggressive level. That does not.
That's nonsense. That's nonsense. You have to. Have you ever fought competitively?
I wouldn't fight. Somebody hit me.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to say goodbye because I'm wasting my breath. Goodbye. You've never even done it. You don't know what you're talking about. Goodbye. Thanks for your time, Stephen. Thanks for your time. I'm sorry I'm annoyed.
I'm sorry you're annoyed too, because apparently you're not allowed to have an opinion if you just don't participate in a particular thing. I'm sorry.
Sports Minister Michael Ring has said mixed martial arts in Ireland should be regulated. Is it not regulated?
That's what we're trying to get up. We need the government to get on board and recognise it as an actual sport.
Is it not recognised as a sport?
Not as such. It's coming from an International Mixed Martial Arts Federation, which is a governing body worldwide. And then whenever you come into the Ulster Amateur Mixed Martial Arts,
so
we have the governing body there.
So Sport Ireland does not recognise MMA in any form. Rodney, is it recognised in the UK? Is it recognised in the UK as a sport?
In the UK, I couldn't answer that honestly, if I'm not sure. We're having a meeting now. It's in the pipeline to get recognised as a sport, and that is within the next couple of weeks. We actually have a meeting actually about that with government officials.
And so, is it regulated in the UK?
Yes, it's regulated. We have, as I say, every show. There's a full medical team. There's two doctors. There's two ambulances. They're trauma trained. Everything's there. Full cuts team. As the safety aspect, every I is dotted and every T is crossed.
So it's,
you couldn't get any safer for
so
it.
So Rodney, it's self-regulation. Is that right?
Itself.
Well, we're governing body from ourselves, like the Ulster Amateur Mixed Martial Arts.
Why are you laughing, Lara?
We don't like it when the politicians self-regulate. We kick up stink about it. We shouldn't be. Things should not be self-regulated like this. You need to have an independent body regulating it.
Yes, and that's what's getting set up. It's all in the process. This sport is relatively new. It's going to be 20 years. And just say if you're a kid, do you live locally or where do you live at? I just want to say, take them to an actual mixed martial arts class to understand, and I guarantee your kids will love it, and they won't want to go back.
They have been to kickboxing, and they have
I just don't
think that it's right to mix them all together.
Here's Vinti. Morning, Vinti.
Hiya, Stephen. You all right?
Go ahead.
Stephen, a lot of haven't got a clue what you're talking about. That guy was right, what you said. They're just laughing. I mean, that says it all. You'd have been better talking with Jim Mollister for another 10 minutes, for you got more information out of him than you are from her.
This is how self-righteous you can be. Because I don't have any experience of this. You think I don't have the right to an opinion? What sort of society are we living in where you think
you're sending your kickboxing? They could get injured at that. Stephen, you see people who do mixed martial arts, or martial arts, or any form of sport, they do it for the love. They know the risks, and they know what's going to happen.
And that's what it's all about.
You don't need two-graders like Lada coming on. She hasn't got a clue what she's talking about. That guy's right.
Have you done it, Vinti?
I've done karate, Stephen. Yes, my children have done karate as well. Yes.
Karate. And mixed martial arts, UFC.
Two different things.
Completely different, Vinti.
Well, I would say for karate, what are you saying thank you for, Lada? Have you ever done karate?
Thank you, because he's actually understood what I've said, which is what...
Karate is a martial art. You can get injured at that there. I've seen people get injuries at that there. Court as well.
Oh, dear. This is exhausting me today. You don't listen.
Take it up yourself and have a go at it. You might find you like it.
Billy and Carnlough.
Yeah, Stephen.
Yes.
I was listening to Lada there. Lada should understand that martial arts fighting, plus boxing, is freedom of choice. You choose to do the sport.
Absolutely.
It's like the military. If you join the military, you're sent off to Afghanistan or Iraq. You can be killed there. I think you want to move to North Korea.
Hang on a minute, boys. Did I say you couldn't choose?
I didn't say you couldn't choose.
Don't you start putting words into my mouth.
It is a freedom of choice. I don't choose to do this. What do you want to shut everything up? You want to shut everything up?
Oh, my God. Stephen, what is going on here?
Is she not entitled? Now, hold on. Everybody calm down.
Did I say that they couldn't choose?
Calm down.
Did I say that martial arts was a bad thing? No. All I said is that the combining of all of these different martial arts together seems to me, as someone who hasn't experienced it, fair enough, but it just seems to me that it brings together the most aggressive sides of all the different types of martial arts and put them in one space and in one type of what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. But you know what I mean? Everything comes together. And I find that's a wee bit...
Okay.
Cage fighting.
So, Billy, what's your problem with that? She's entitled to an opinion, Billy.
I think, Stephen, you wheel her out every so often there for a bit of a...
No, more than we're wheeling you out.
It's all down to freedom of choice. This is a free country.
Right.
Now, it's a freedom of choice.
But within that free country, it's fair enough to assess the dangers of a sport like this and what type of regulation there should be and the fact that it's not regulated in some areas, therefore what dangers is that presenting? That's all fair discussion, Billy, which is what we're doing today. Alex in London.
Hello.
Morning, Alex.
Stephen, the only thing I'm listening to, these are great experts about martial arts. Anyway, I'm looking up the English Dictionary for sport, and it certainly does not come up with this sport. It's not a sport at all, in my opinion, anyway. It's down here as physical exercise, physical recreation, athletics,
yes,
game, pastimes, entertainment and enjoyment and pleasure. So are they saying that there's a lot of pleasure in kickboxing or whatever it is called? And it's not to be compared to martial arts as karate. I understand karate perfectly well. And it's a way of defending yourself to block the other person coming at you.
Okay.
Not to smack them around like they were dolls. So, there's what the English Dictionary defines it as.
Okay.
It's not mentioned there at all. And this is, by the way, a 2008 update.
Alex, thank you very much. Rodney, thank you. Lada, thank you. I'm totally exhausted by this morning.